This is an MUT Radio podcast.
I'm just going to quickly welcome our Doc Rachel on the show once again. Doc, welcome to MUT Radio this week once more.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Khatem.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. We speak about something different today. We speak about poor mindsets and how it can prohibit you from some opportunities.
Hey, most definitely. You know, in most cases, people who grow up from a poverty, even if now God will give them a favor and also they migrate to greater opportunities, in their mindset, they will still look forward, I mean, backwards and say that, hey, but I'm poor. And so they are not enjoying the moment because they still think that they are poor, even though they are liberated. Maybe to give further understanding, you know, our motto.
Yeah. Let's hear the story.
Yeah, the analogy part. Let's go to it. There was this gentleman. He was working very well in one of the mines of the country. To be more specific, in Cullinan in Pretoria, DPS mine. So this gentleman was working very, very well. He was working underground, not on the surface. So in his unit, because he was working very well at the end of year function, he was given a reward for that. Among the things that this gentleman was given was the voucher. So this man, his name was Andile. So Andile was given a voucher. The voucher specifically said that he can go and rest on a Mercy cruise. So it was December time. So now the package was he can go and relax on a Mercy cruise for a period of 12 days. The departure was going to be in Durban, so they were going to Mauritius for that period of 12 days. Now, the category the gentleman he received was exclusive experience, a MSC cruise yacht. So he was given that category. Among the benefits of that category were he was going to be given a suit when he bought in. He was going to be given a suit to stay in a suit. At the same time, he had the privilege of having the window that is closer to the ocean view.
Yeah, exclusive.
Exclusive. And he had an access of going to the gym to enjoy even the heated pools, the sauna inside, everything that comes with a nice and relaxing environment. At some point, he was also privileged enough also to have his own personal burglar in case he needs someone to send around.
Oh, that's nice.
The package was very rich for this gentleman. So, yes, he checked in, and while he was preparing to go, because in his mindset, he got this privilege of this voucher, yet it was December time, the time of spending money at home. In his mind, he was like, been working very hard, saving. I cannot spend my money on the cruise. I remember I also got the privilege of winning this particular voucher. So I need to save a lot. So he prepared his own homemade food. Remember, this man stays alone, so he knows how to cook for himself.
He doesn't want to spend any money on
food. No. Remember, he has to save. In his mindset, he's the only one who's working at home and also is battling with a black tax. So he cannot just be spending money recklessly. He has to make sure that he uses money wisely. So he prepared a food, putu, and also amasi, and also the tin stuff that he will eat when he's there, so that it can last him longer. Now, he checked in with his food, day one passed. Whenever he will go out and enjoy, but when it is time for him to dine, he will go back to his room and eat alone. Okay. On the day 10, another fellow now, because he's made some friends around.
Yeah, on the ship.
On the day 10, another fellow had been observing him that during the time of dining, this man always go in his room. He has never come and dine with others. So this one asked, why, Andrea, you always go to your room
every time we're about to eat?
What are you eating? And Angela confessed and said, you know, when I arrived the first time, I was tempted to go and taste the food because as I passed by, it looks delicious. But my conditions cannot allow me to go and buy because I'm the only one who's working at home. I'm trying to save by all means. I do not want to have a huge bill when I check out. So I opted to bring my own food. I've been eating my own food. This fellow, he said, "Ow, you want a voucher?" And this one said, "Yes, I want a voucher. Show me your voucher." And then he showed him the voucher. The voucher was exclusive experience. MSC, a Yash Cribs.
Yeah, because I'm thinking the food must be free.
Yes, the food must be free. So now this one, he said, "But the food is free." Remember, I also have the same voucher. The food is free.
That is what is on my own. I'm like, okay, the food must be free.
Definitely.
This exclusive experience and then you have food. To pay for food.
Oh, no, no, no. It's a package. It has to go together. So now this one, he said, okay. This one asked, "Are you serious? I mean, is it really free?" "Yeah," this one said, "I have the same voucher. Let's go to the reception and confirm." When they arrived in the reception, the person in reception apologized and said the mistake was on the person who received you when you check in. That person should have explained everything to you. We humbly apologize. Indeed, you are entitled to go and dine anytime. Go and enjoy the buffet anytime. Andile was very excited. He went straight and tested the theory, and the food was very delicious.
It was his wanted to taste it since he arrived.
Yes, it was palatable. Enjoyed it very much. And then now is day number 10.
Yeah, remember, he has missed out on like
day number 10 now. And then on day number 11, it was the same food. It's been delicious as it was. Unfortunately, on day number 12, he had to check out. Yeah, I had to check out. Now, let's unpack the moral of this story. You know, there are individuals that have been favored by God that now they are exposed to the people of influence. They have opportunities around them. But in their mindset, they still say, "I'm poor. I cannot do this." Like, for example, someone who's working, who's earning very well, you will find out that when they leave like a person who is unemployed, a person who depends on handout clothes. The very same person who afforded to go and buy at least decent clothes to cover himself. But this person is saying that I have to fight the imbalance of the past. Yes, it is advisable to be cautious. You must spend wisely, but at least make sure that you also present that your life has changed. I believe that even God himself says that, "Call me during the time of your tribulations and trials, and I will redeem you. Once I redeem you, in return, you will praise me." Sometimes you do not need to just have a mic and praise God by shouting. Your conduct, the way you live, even when you are coming to people, you must be presentable. You give them hope. Those that are still in the beginning, when they see you emerging, they will say, "Hey, God has done a favor. Look at this fellow. He used to be poor, but now this fellow is like this." So what I'm trying to preach is, seize the opportunities around you. The mindset of being poor. You are here now. Yes, you were poor, but you are here now. Can you enjoy the moment? Unlike this gentleman, Andile, who will spend almost 10 days starving, eating the same food, yet he deserved to go and rest. The person who designed that package was making sure that Andile will rest so that he'll be fresh for the next cycle in his work. But now, in terms of food, he did not enjoy food.
Yeah, and it became a waste because now he took fruit from home.
Very expensive.
Just to cook here.
Yes.
To have something to eat. Where else it was just free. He would have spent nothing. So now he has to go back home, buy new groceries. So.
And even to the package on its own, the meals are expensive. Very expensive.
They've been paid for by they've been, the company.
Can you imagine also to be in exclusive? That means even the rate of that food also was a very good, decent food. Sometimes even in his relaxing room, he would just make a call and order food to be delivered to him because a package has been paid for him. But in his mindset, he thought that he's still poor. Even when he has resources, he's still poor. The individual was still locked in the prison of mindset of thinking they are poor, yet God has already delivered them.
Very strong. Yeah. Very strong. So it's in the mindset. It's how we think.
Yeah.
We have to, it has to start in the mind. the mindset has to tell you that you're no longer poor, you're no longer in that situation, because some people are stuck, even because there are people who cannot enjoy life because they're still stuck on, I don't deserve this.
Yet they are actually the most deserving individuals. Yes. But because of the past experiences, they are still holding themselves. There is a saying that says, fake it until you make it.
Yeah.
I think now I'm starting to agree with those individuals who came up with that concept that say, fake it until you make it. Because when you fake it, don't be exaggerating, fake it, no man. So when you fake it, even when you are really living it, it's the life that you have been dreaming about. Now you realize I'm in this life.
Yeah. Now it's those are strong words. We're just going to wrap it up here.
A lot
has been said. If you got here a little bit late, this interview is always there on our podcast. Just download the MET Radio app on Google Play Store and also on Apple App Store. That is where you will get to listen to all our podcasts. And also, make sure that you hit us up on 068-160-8832, our WhatsApp line. If you have something that you want us to talk about the following week, so everything can come from you as a listener as well. But thank you very much, Doc, for joining us once more time.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure, Mr. Fell.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.